Right, let's kick this one off with football. AmaZulu FC earned bragging rights in their KZN derby against Richards Bay FC with a 1-0 win in the Betway Premiership. Now, despite the win, Usutu remains seventh in the league. However, are 2 points behind third place Stellenbosch FC, who they face next on the 19th this month. On the other hand, the Natal Ridge boys are 2 points above the relegation zone. They remain on 13th. Staying with football, Banyana Banyana prepare for the Women's Africa Cup of Nations set to take place in July this year with a two-match series against Malawi, with the first of the two kicking off this afternoon. The South Africans bid farewell to veterans Noku Matlau and Mpumi Nyandeni, who hang up their boots at the end of the series. Desiree Ellis, their coach, has restored the bulk of the squad that travelled to Jamaica in November last year, with notable inclusions in young JVWFC goalkeeper Casey Gordon, who impressed at a goalkeeper camp last month. US-based defender Shakira O'Malley also earned a recall following her debut against the Brege Girls. Coach Desiree Ellis believes the youngsters will bring life to the game today.
Form also plays a huge part. Doesn't matter where you play. If you're not playing regularly, it becomes a challenge. And we're always looking at mixing the blend of youth and experience, because it's really important. The youth bring the energy. They bring something different because they haven't played against the likes of the team. So they can't think back to things that they've done wrong. So they bring that.
It's a 3 o'clock kickoff for Banyana Banyana and Malawi, with that match taking place at the UJ campus this afternoon. And then in some rugby in the EPCR Challenge Cup, the Emirates Lions were tamed 24-12 in their round of 16 clash against Edinburgh, which sees them bow out of the comp. Now, it's their second successive playoff exit, with last season being Benetton, who kicked them out 27-17. Edinburgh will now go on to meet the winner of today's clash between the Vodacom Bulls and Bayonne, who meet at 1:30 in France this afternoon. Bulls fly half Johan Goosen and loose forward Cameron Hanekom will be on the bench, while they welcome Reinhard Ludwig and Stedman Gans back. Marco van Staden also returns to the squad, while prop Simpiwe Matanzima gets his first start in the campaign. The backline is unchanged from the one that beat Zebra Palmer in the United Rugby Championship last weekend. And then the Hollybet Sharks will have to wait till tomorrow evening for their chance to secure their quarterfinal spot, with a match against Lyon as they continue their title defence. That one kicking off at 6:30. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.